Earlier this month, friends, family members, and coworkers took part in a donor registry drive in support of Melody Eckstein of Waverly, who's been diagnosed with acute leukemia. It was held in the break room of a financial services company where Eckstein's husband works.
We're going to take a cheek swab, and we have four swabs here. And you're going to need to swab your upper right, your upper left, your lower right, and your lower left cheek.
Okay.
Be sure you swab the cheek and not the gum.
The drive is one of several being held around the state to raise awareness and to increase the numbers on the National Bone Marrow Registry. University of Iowa Marrow Donor Program Coordinator Julie Darner.
Most patients locally are not going to find a donor from the drive that happens in their hometown. It's just pretty much inevitable that that's probably not going to happen. Their best chance of finding a donor is going to be through someone who's already on the registry.
And that's exactly what happened to Melody Eckstein. A week before the event, she received word that a match had been found.
It is so just important to me to get this word out. You know, I'm so thankful and fortunate that a match was found for me. And I'm just so grateful to everyone helping with these live donor drives.
Eckstein's world has changed very quickly since December. Once a marathon runner, she went to the doctor after she was short of breath from climbing a flight of stairs. For Carolyn Ross, who lives in central Iowa, she thought she was just depressed. She also has leukemia. And after several rounds of chemotherapy, she received a stem cell transplant last October. She says the process takes anywhere from 15 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how the body reacts.
Basically, what it was is a blood transfusion into me, and then the cells figure out where they need to go live, and they go into your bone marrow. And you can do the same thing with umbilical cord blood.
Ross says because chemo destroys the immune system, transplant recipients must take great care to avoid germs, and that limits contact with others.
I think that's been the most frustration for me, is that I just have to remember this isn't going to be a fast process. So, you know, here we are approaching 6 months, and I'm like, well, why can't I go back to work?
Donating bone marrow is not what it used to be. Picture 12-inch needles extracting the marrow through a tiny hole in the donor's back. Well, that doesn't happen very much anymore. As you heard earlier, a cotton swab is used to gather cells from inside your mouth. That sample is sent to a lab to identify its unique characteristics. Again, the UI's Julie Darner.
In finding the right donor, we need to match, if possible, 10 out of 10 antigens that are identified on our white blood cells. We used to hope for a 6-antigen match, and now that we can identify up to 10 antigens, we're looking for that perfect match for patients.
Once the match is made, 75% of the time the donor undergoes an outpatient procedure, much like giving platelets or plasma. The ideal donor is between ages 18 and 44, but others, including Lenore Cook of Waterloo, have found other ways to contribute.
I'm an old lady, so I can't do the cotton swab. I know what it's like to need something. And my husband needed a kidney, and I was able to give him that. And I just hope that others can have that great gift of life.
The registry known as Be the Match, based in Minneapolis, is the world's largest and most diverse, with 10.5 million potential marrow donors and nearly 185,000 units of umbilical cord blood. In Waterloo, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.